What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
You know, it's one of the great expressions in the English language when we've done politics and pints, and they put the big sign up online, sold out! You gotta love it. It tells you have something in demand. Well, that's what American Eagle is apparently saying about their jeans, G-E-N-E-S ad, with Sydney Sweeney, that they're sold out of that batch. It seems almost impossible. Wonder if we have anybody listening that bought any because of all this. And does this signal something going on here that's another pushback against cancel culture, against the nonsense, the rage of the left? What will they be enraged about next? Well, Jennifer Say is here at 12:30. She's a woman that was one of the leaders of Levi Strauss until she questioned COVID policies. And it got out there. They fired her. She's become an activist around the trans issue and has her own new clothing line around issues like that. She's been on a lot of times. Big national figure. I'll ask her about this whole ad campaign. How do you come up with something like that? What's behind it? What are they trying to do? What does she think? She'll be here at 12:30. A lot of economic news today. Huge economic news. And we have with us at 2 o'clock the number two guy over in the Treasury who's been with us before. A couple of these things with the news that was announced is pretty surprising about inflation, about businesses for the long term buying more stuff because they feel confident. That's at 2 o'clock. So sold out. We had a lot of great calls on this yesterday, and it precipitated Henry coming up with the side question today, which I'll give you in a moment. And we just heard Dawn say, the girl next door, Henry, is the girl next door. She's not unattainable. Even though you have some strange sense of the girl next door, I have the one that I think has made a career out of this, second to none, Jennifer Aniston. I think could be a winner, but it'll be real or fictional. We'll get Henry's point of view on that, his and Andrew sitting in for Dan today, where Henry's in that seat. Need a scorecard here. It's like a designated hitter. All right.
We all moved up one spot.
There you go. That's right. Everybody's moved up. Trade deadline is here, but I don't see any producers out there doing sit-ups like they're supposed to be. They're all in the producer's lounge. Okay. Want to play you, and I may stop a little bit of this. Let me give you the broad parameter. This will be cut six. My eye's going to be on this. I have eyes on it. You have this guy who is alleged to be a maniac here, homeless, from Guatemala, snuck into the country a few years ago, allegedly thinks it's a good idea to break into the house of a woman 2 o'clock in the morning on top of her, strangling her, and then steals the iPad. That's how they catch him. His lawyer says, well, he deserves bail. He's no threat. He's homeless and he's here illegally. Yeah, he's no threat. So ICE has put a detainer on him if he does get bail or something else. Now, you know Montgomery County, their policy. Would they dare not tell ICE if this maniac is about ready to be set free? I'm not sure. That's why I have my own set of eyes on it. And I hope that ICE does too. Here's a little bit from Channel 6 Action News, their report on this guy.
32-year-old Jonathan Avila Arevalo has been arrested by Lansdale police just a short time after a deeply disturbing crime. We spoke with people from the township's homeless community who talked off camera saying they know him.
It's scary. You think somebody is very nice. I would have never thought in a million years. He looks like a kid.
It was right around 2:30 in the morning this past Sunday when police say Avila Arevalo quietly broke into a woman's home on the 300 block of Vine Street. The woman, who was sleeping at the time, told investigators she woke up to a man kneeling on top of her legs. Lansdale Police Chief Michael Trail says a desperate struggle quickly ensued.
During the course of this struggle, manual strangulation and a chokehold and pretty brutal struggle and fight that goes from the bedroom into the hallway, down the stairs, and she's able to fight off her attacker.
Police say the suspect then fled, taking the victim's iPad with him. But that turned out to be a critical mistake, coupled with the fact that the suspect allegedly tried but failed to sell it to other members of the homeless community.
Okay, Henry, that's enough. So this maniac, right? Well, we have our own maniacs, Dom. Why are you centering on this? Because this one didn't have to be here. From Guatemala, I think going on about 2 years now, ICE is asking for a detainer on him so that if he does get bail or God knows what else in the Montgomery County system, they be notified so they can grab him and deport him. I think Thursday is when the commissioners meet over in Montgomery County. Media doing their job. They ought to be asking about this case. What do they think about this? What do they think about ICE being involved in this? We'll see. We'll keep our eyes on it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. All right, now the commie who wants to be mayor of New York, Mandami, back from Uganda, or coming back from this heavily protected, gated community area, if you can imagine. The new polling that's out has him well above 50%, even potentially in a four-person race with Adams, Sliwa, and Cuomo. And then head-to-head, he murders any one of them. There's some fourth guy that might get 1% that's in there. So it looks to me like this guy, and I'm saying despite this cop thing, sadly, that happened yesterday. Yeah, happened Monday. That this guy is going to be the next mayor of New York City. I think the polling is pretty accurate. So you're thinking, who is it that might be voting for this guy? Well, brilliant column in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend says one of the most important things to understand about the 33-year-old socialist communist is that he spent his young adult life much worse off than his parents. He knows the sting of having grown up in bourgeois comfort only to find himself scrambling to pay the rent in a less fashionable neighborhood. And the column goes on to say those that are the downwardly mobile elites love this guy, love him. In other words, they're talking about people, they didn't grow up necessarily in millionaires' families, but they grew up, went to, quote, good colleges, expensive colleges, and were expecting a lifestyle like their parents had, or better. And by being in New York, I believe because of overregulation, taxation, everything else, they're not experiencing that. And they're mad. And this guy comes along, and he tells them who's at fault. The wealthy. the communist line, and they're a ripe audience for it. It's a brilliant column, The Downwardly Mobile Elites. Researchers at the Social Economics Lab have found a strong correlation between perceiving yourself to be less well-off than your parents and zero-sum thinking, or the belief that gains for some people come at the expense of others. Roughly 40% of the nation's 72 million millennials, people born between 1981 and 96, live in high-cost, hyper-competitive metropolitan areas where milestones such as owning a home or paying off student loan debt can loom as distant dreams. It's true. Due to the voracious college costs, due to the Biden inflation and other things, owning a home, paying off your student loan debt. So why go with, well, because they blame the capitalist system versus progressives, Democrats, etc. They see capitalism as the enemy. This guy's a dream candidate. So I'm convinced, if not a lock, he's pretty close to it to be the next mayor of New York City. And I forget which one it was, Henry, but the guy almost must have been listening to the show. He pulled it. It's somebody talking about Democrats are going to be asked about this guy constantly. In other words, when we get to the midterms, they're not going to be asked about their own policies. There will be the media can't even help it as much as they might try. This guy is gold. Yeah. This is Cut 19. Here's Charlie Hurt on Fox saying that every Republican in the next election will be running against this wacko in New York.
I don't know what he's going to say now, but apparently in Uganda, the local reporting suggests that they had more than 20 Special Forces Command unit guards outside of the compound, some in masks with a phone jamming system set up to ensure security. How do you explain that one?
Yeah. It's a pretty rough way to try to run for public office. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, the most specific statement he's made about disbanding this unit of the New York Police Department was made as he was a candidate. So this is not just sort of off the top of his head. And then you, of course, dig deeper into his background and you sort of get a sense of what his general overall view of police is. And it gets even worse, whether it's sending, you know, social workers to domestic violence situations or his overt disdain and contempt for police, who are supposed to, of course, be simply enforcing the laws and protecting citizens and enforcing the laws that politicians enact. But this is the beginning of it, Bill and Dana. This is what is going to happen. This is why, you know, you think of, you know, so a crazy sort of communist wacko becomes mayor of New York City. That doesn't really affect the rest of the country. But it does when you are the Democrat nominee and you are a Democrat who is, by the way, sort of channeling a lot of the most the views of the most enthusiastic part of the party. Every time something like this happens, whether it's a shooting like this or, you know, a government-run grocery store in Missouri closes down, it's going to highlight these policies that are going on in New York City, and it's going to become a political issue everywhere else in the country. Every Republican in the next election, they don't necessarily have to run against their opponent now. They just have to run against this wacko. And it's going to be very, very effective. That is a very, very effective way to run campaigns.
I would agree with that. And that's what's going to happen here. He is going to be the next mayor of New York. I think even if Adams is the lowest on this. I don't, they're crazed. Sliwa has his own constituency. But this guy's going to get over 50% no matter what. All right, today's side question. Yesterday we spent a lot. And we'll talk with Jennifer Say, who has planned campaigns, Levi Strauss, jeans. Did American Eagle really sell out? I see it in at least three spots here, their jeans from this jeans campaign. Wow. Are people buying them to say, yeah, I like the jeans, but I'm also sending a message? I don't know, but it is stunning what's happening with this. All right, so we mentioned yesterday in talking about this, that Sidney Sweeney was the mythological, was the phrase that was used in what I read, Girl Next Door. I don't know about that. I think of the girl next door a little bit differently. But the girl next door can be really attractive, but maybe not sultry, not exotic is the way that I put it, but compassionate. She gets the guy in the end versus the other woman who, you know, that's no. So I think Jennifer Aniston is the Hollywood girl next door. That's what she plays. That's what she's done a multitude of times. But you might have a fictional one of somebody who's the fictional girl next door. Now, Dawn agreed with me what the girl next door is. You think of the girl next door as what?
Okay, so I heard this.
Yeah.
I do think there is a bit of unattainability with the girl next door. I mean,
right.
You got to think, like, she's almost perfect. Like, she's got the look. She's got the personality. Everybody loves her. She's got everything going for her. And you're just the schlub next door who happened, you know, your parents happened to move next door to hers. You know, that's what I think of the girl next door, you know?
Okay. It's a little...
And when I think of those, I there are two people that came to mind. First one I'm going to take off the board is Jessica Alba. Very big sweetheart of the 2000s. I mean, still to this day, looks absolutely phenomenal and has that kind of bubbly personality where you're like, oh, yeah, I could see myself falling in love with her. And then the other one is Jennifer Lawrence. She has that personality. She's very funny. She has that sort of way about her. Not necessarily a genuine beauty, but like very, very good looking nonetheless.
I think the Alba one is not the next door.
Really?
I think it's beyond that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I have a thing against blondes, but that's another.
Well, that's again,
topic for a later.
I think about the movie, The Girl Next Door. It's Alicia Cuthbert. Like,
yes.
She's a blonde. Like,
I don't
she's
know
the
how
blonde.
She's the next girl next door either. Though I mean,
really,
you know?
Oh man, I think
no,
of her completely.
She's beyond the attractiveness level.
Oh, I disagree. That's what I'm. Saying with the unattainability. It's like I could never get her. I could never get her in a million years. But at the end of the movie or the show, you do. So.
She almost ruined 24. They threw her in there too many times. All right, Andrew, pinch hitting today.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is that a New York Yankees hat on or what is that?
I forget what I'm wearing. It's the United States of America.
Oh, okay. Well, that qualifies.
It's
nicely
patriotic.
Played by you. Okay,
yeah.
Who do you like?
Well, you guys were talking, you listing actresses and stuff like that. The first thing I thought of when I texted Henry yesterday asking what the side question was, I immediately thought she's not a real person.
Right.
That's a fictional character from comic books. Is from the Spider-Man comics is Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic answer.
You know, when I was a kid, the first Spider-Man came out in 2002, and Mary Jane Watson was played by Kirsten Dunst. And I'm not specifically using, like, that's just her as an example, but, like, her and Peter Parker's relationship throughout the comics is always been that kind of a thing. And I thought, at least for the first movie, the two of them going to high school together, and, you know, in the movie, she literally lives right next door.
Yeah.
That's
a perfect answer.
So, right. But like, Mary Jane Watson has always been that kind of
excellent
thing for me. So.
All right. So it can be real. It can be fictional. All right. This is Henry. So let's get some good ones here today.
Please.
I don't think it's that. There's a million of them out there, I think, but contemporary actresses, I may have to pause and defer here. You guys will be looking it up in advance and say, oh, yeah, that's who they're talking about. All right, 855-839-1210. The White House now is defending the Sweeney ad, saying cancel culture run amok. This warped, moronic, condensed liberal thinking is a big reason why Americans voted the way they did in 2024. All roads lead back to Trump, yes. But I believe these jeans are sold out. And we got Jennifer Say, who couldn't be more on point, actually one of the chief executives at one of the world's biggest jeans companies, and then kicked out and establishing her own clothing line. But who's the girl next door? 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Time to your Dano Show. Girl Next Door. Have we never done that on the side? Coming off this ad, this gift that keeps on giving, particularly the reaction to the other side. Today, the Fed is going to vote on whether to lower or keep the same the interest rates. And the smart money says they're going to keep them the same. Ugh. And every indicator points toward they ought to lower them. This would open up a lot of stuff. CNBC had a guest today calling Powell the Fauci of the Fed. Wrong, wrong, wrong about every data point. We're taking a look at the GDP and everything else going on. Why won't he do it? Is it personal now with Trump that he's just not going to do this? Wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't be prudent. Around the world, people have lowered this. Why does this continue? And it holds up expansion big time. I don't think Trump's going to fire him. He knows that may backfire here. But there are two Fed commissioners today, and I believe this is the first time since 1993 they're going to vote against what Powell says. Now, he still has enough to pass, apparently. But it goes back to 1993 when more than one was a dissenter. And again, why not audit the Fed? Out of all the things in talk radio, Trump has hit every button when I first started. Birthright citizenship. Do something about it. He's trying to do something about it. The border, immigration, foreign aid, particularly the money we were throwing around crazily. We shut down the organization doing it. But he hasn't taken up audit the Fed. What will we find? I think it would be incredible what we would find, according to Rand Paul over the years, if we audited them. Why were they not audited? Why? What's holding it up? Oh, I might see a winner there. Oh, yes. Even though she's not my choice, that is the quintessential girl next door. That's going to be hard to beat. It's coming up. So you got to get in with yours pretty quickly. I prefer somebody else. But
I feel like every time we ask a question along these lines, that is the first answer off the board consistently.
Yeah, but we've never asked Girl Next Door. It's a weird. I was starting to think, are there enough of them? They'll know. This is so good. Why didn't I take this one off? I thought Jennifer Aniston was the perfect play of a celebrity. Okay. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. 12:30, Jennifer Say on this. One other thing we're trying to get on today, Beth Ann Rossica, just put a column up that on Friday, the Department of Education, such as it is now, Linda McMahon, they issued a directive that says they declare bathroom policies illegal. And you're saying, well, what took so long? It's a bureaucracy. Meaning, if you say we're going to let people be gender fluid, go to the bathroom of their choice, they say that's illegal in American public schools. And Beth Ann says, in our area, there are 62 school districts in Bucks, Chester, Delaware, Montgomery, and Philadelphia counties. 26, at least 40%, enacted a specific transgender policy that grants students access to the bathroom of their choice. For example, Wissahickon has a policy entitled Transgender and Gender Expansive Students District students shall have access to facilities including all restrooms, locker rooms, changing facilities, or overnight facilities that correspond to their gender identity. Way to go there, WSIC and school district. Well, guess what? Beth Ann says what I've been saying. Pick one of them, take away every dollar that you can. Go after them full bore. They are not in compliance with anything here. That's the law now. Go after them. Target one. I might target Central Bucks. You might target Wissahickon. So out of these 62 school districts, she says there's another 21% that include gender identity as a protected status under Title IX. It can't be a protected status under Title IX. It's ludicrous. So I don't know where the Trump people are going to strike first, but they got to do one here in Pennsylvania. And over the years, some of these school districts are notorious. They might not be notorious, though, if they lose a lot of money and contracts and God knows what else. All right, let me go to David in Lexington, South Carolina on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, just so you know, just in your honor today for my lunch, much to the chagrin of one of my buddies in YouTube chat, I had a baked potato with my lunch just
yes!
for you.
Yes, with nothing on it, I hope.
No, butter, cheese, and bacon.
Okay. Well, we'll allow that. You know what, Johnny, down at Mulligan's, I think August 15th is our next date there. Get those baked potatoes ready, John. I want to plate them in front of me. I'm going to show people what you put on a baked potato. Nothing. But I'm glad you had the baked potato today. Nicely played.
Yeah, just for you. I'm going to say today for my side answer, Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Now, honestly, who's the more attractive, Tina Louise or what is it, Dawn Wells?
I think Tina Louise was the more attractive, but Dawn Wells was the more just like total package, personality and looks. But yeah. Just for looks alone, I think it was Ginger.
Yeah, but I think she actually made people despise Tina Louise after a period of time. Yes.
Yeah.
But come on now. Ginger had the big hair, too. You know, this is a big hair show. We want that unquestionable. But that is that Mary Ann has held up so well over the years. She would be, it's like she's from next door in Iowa or something. Perfect.
Exactly. Yep. Just good old wholesome girl.
That is an attractive. Yes, that's a really good one. Right out of the box. Can't take them all off.
I know, right?
It tells me you got to go a little bit, be thinking here now. The girl next door, you heard Henry's qualifications. We differ a little bit. By the way, we will play you some of the stylings of Cory Booker going after two Democrats. And they're looking at him like, what are we talking about? You voted for all this stuff. Why are you telling us we're not standing up to Trump enough? He just has in his head, just be idiotic and say you're going after Trump, and that's the ticket to be the nominee. He might be right on the Democrat side. Is he ever going to get a challenger? Is there going to be a challenger to this guy in Jersey? All right, 855-839-1210. Jennifer Say is quite a story. As I said, big-time executive, minding your own business at Levi Strauss, the world's biggest jean company, I believe. And then COVID in San Francisco, she starts to see various things going on. Ultimately, ouster comes to our attention. I think she wrote the book on all that. And then she takes up the cause now around what's happening to female athletes, the whole trans thing, and she has her own clothing line. What does she think of the campaign? What is it that made the campaign so successful? There are reports today that American Eagle has sold out of these jeans. It just seems impossible to believe, doesn't it? I mean, it would just are guys buying them for females too? If you work in a store with jeans, you got to tell us, is American Eagle sold out now in this particular campaign? And if it is, what does that tell us is happening here? All right, 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. Get a good one in here. Can you beat that girl next door on Talk Radio 1210?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
All right. Henry stumbled upon, he created a great side question today. The girl next door. Check this one out. Hazen Ben Soper says, it pains me to say it, but a very young Rosie O'Donnell.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Oh, what next door is that?
Yeah.
All right.
Not in any neighborhood I want to live in.
How young are we talking with
that? Yeah, I don't know. You guys should be researching it now so we can put it up on YouTube, a picture, and we'll see how
own?
It stands up. Yes. All right. Jennifer Say has several careers now. It's hard to keep track of all of them. You may remember Levi Strauss. We had her on with the book and related stories. And frequently we go to her because she has her own line of clothing now that we'll talk about. But also, I'm sure, a lot to say about this campaign and why it's working with American Eagle. Jennifer joins us again in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jennifer, thank you. You're the first person we thought of. I was talking with Dan saying, wait a minute. Jennifer Say, that's right. Who better to talk about this campaign? What was the most successful campaign with Levi Strauss that you were involved in somehow or another?
Oh, that's funny. I mean, gosh, I did almost 30 years of advertising at Levi's. I would venture to guess I've made more jeans ads than probably any human on the planet. In the mid to late 90s, when I was still at the agency, you know, I posted one yesterday we did that was for jean shorts featuring a former supermodel by the name of Daniela Pestova. Very sexy, took off her jeans, laid them on train tracks. The train cut him off into jean shorts. You had a pretty girl taking her pants off,
yes.
You know, product focus, danger, excitement, all in 30 seconds. That one was huge. I posted it yesterday. Most people don't remember it. You know, that worked really well. I did some later that I owned that were less sort of focused on sexiness, just as product focused, and definitely very fun. That was the other thing that worked. Fun.
Exactly.
Fun. People have fun in jeans. That's like the point, right? Like, we're not scolding people to feel bad about being hot or being white. Like, it's just fun. So, you know, I had one in 2014 called Just Don't Bore Them, which kind of relaunched the brand after, you know, a long decade of decline. And it was just all the different kinds of people doing fun and dangerous and rebellious things in Levi's. Huge hit. Huge. Not complicated. Fun. Cute guys, cute girls, cute old guy, baby, like all those things, they work.
Yeah, exactly.
They're advertising gold. And so I think what's so funny about, I just sent out a Substack today with my favorites from the last kind of 30 years on Levi's. So people can check that out. It's just my name at Substack. But I think what's so funny about this supposed dust up with the Sydney Sweeney stuff is, there is nothing new about this. In fact, they've just gone back to what every single ad looked like in the 80s and the 90s, and even, you know, to some extent, the very early 2000s before we lost our minds. It was a beautiful woman in jeans, kind of whispering sexy things. And in fact, this ad is a lot, in some ways, less sexy. I mean, she's not really showing skin.
Yeah.
You know, if you think back, some of the old ones, there was a lot more skin. I mean, the Brooke Shields ad for Calvin Klein from 1980
sure.
was salacious. She was underage. She said, nothing comes between me and my Calvins. Like, this is tame by comparison, and not particularly innovative, but really, really well done. She's the it girl of the moment. She's pretty but relatable. She has a sense of humor about herself. It's perfect.
And she said at the beginning, they allowed her the copy, Jennifer said something, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to feel extremely comfortable in these jeans. I love that they let her say that.
That you're not going to feel comfortable.
Right, yeah. It's in this particular jean, yeah. you're not going to, you know, we're not emphasizing comfort. You're going to look hot. Yeah, which is the price you pay with a lot of jeans. I mean, the ones I have on now are very comfortable, but there are jeans that are not comfortable to me.
That is true. I love jeans and find them very comfortable. I probably have hundreds of pairs of Levi's 501s, and it's definitely my go-to. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, American Eagle had a very long period of body positivity advertising. And in the first part of this year, their stock was down 50%. So the thing about advertising is, like I said, it's not complicated. We want the aspiration. I want to believe that I could be some kind of barely close facsimile of Sydney Sweeney in jeans. I don't want to think I'm going to look like some unattractive person. I want to think I could look better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my heart of hearts, I'm sensible. I'm not going to look like Sydney Sweeney, but could I get a little bit closer than what I am? We want the aspiration. That's the point. And hot girls in jeans have been selling products since the beginning of time, not just jeans. I mean, do you remember the Cindy Crawford ad?
Oh, of course. When I saw Cindy
Crawford
with those two boys in the beginning, I've never seen anything like that. It popped. It was like she was from another planet. Yeah.
Yeah. Most popular, most beautiful supermodel, probably the first supermodel, some people would say, in jeans and a white tank top, not all that different than Sydney Sweeney selling Pepsi at a gas station looking hot. So simple. Iconic, so successful, they remade it to less successful.
But Jennifer, what about playing on the jeans thing? What's that about? What are they doing with that?
Oh, well, I mean, you know that as part of that CK campaign with Brooke Shields, there was a very similar one playing on the jeans. I mean, it's just a silly play on words. If I had a dollar for every agency that pitched me that same exact campaign about great jeans, I mean, if you are advertising creative that works on jeans and you haven't thought of that, then, you know, you live under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not particularly innovative, a very obvious play on words. She's not saying she has better jeans than anybody else. She has good jeans, and she does. She's beautiful, and she means jeans with a J, not with a G. There's nothing offensive about this. And yet, you know, the left and the mainstream media, to some extent, there's been a flurry of articles about, you know, why they shouldn't have done this and how they could have avoided this. I don't think they wanted to avoid this. I think this is exactly what they were going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
But they want to hold on to this idea, you know, the screaming left women and the mainstream media, that they still have the power to cancel us for liking things we like.
Like that is
totally
beautifully put.
Thing.
That is a core of this, without a doubt. Now, let's talk about your clothing line. Every time we talk with you, there's an update. How's that going, and where do we find it?
It's going great. You find it at thetruthfits.com. It's called XXXY Athletics. We're the only athletic brand standing up for the protection of women's sports and just really empowering female athletes and celebrating female athletes. We do sell men's clothing, too, and our men's is doing really well because lots of men support women. Common sense, reality, the truth, all of that. So it's just been a little over a year. We're about a year and a few months, and it's going well. We keep expanding the product line. I would say our performance product line specifically is top notch. You don't have to buy brands that don't align with your values. So definitely come check us out. It's going great. We want more people.
While we have you here too, the WNBA can't get out of its own. I love basketball. And the WNBA has gotten better, even though it's inferior, you know, in a lot of ways. And yet, with all the eyeballs or more eyeballs on them, they still just, what's your sense of why they can't capitalize on Caitlin Collins? Not Caitlin Collins. Clark. Oh, my God.
Caitlin Collins,
bring her in. She's pretty tall. Caitlin Clark. And some of the feuds and some of the stuff that's going on. I mean, they had a wig come off and they threw the guy out who mocked the wig. What is?
Can I just say, who wears a wig to play sports? I mean, it's so weird.
Yes.
Like, who does that?
Yes.
You want to be free to move. And I'm of the mind, my husband and I were talking about this yesterday, no one should get kicked out. I mean, unless you're interfering with play, and you're throwing stuff onto the court or but that's part of the game. Yelling, harassing the other team, like that's it, trash talking. That's
you would
of the
be
game.
Great.
No one
you'd be great in Philadelphia. If that wig came off here in Philadelphia, I can't tell you what it would be like. Yes.
The Philly fans are every. Yeah. You know, I'm from Philly. You know that, right?
I did not. Where did you grow up in Philly?
My parents live in Center City. I was born in Philadelphia. Then I moved to Cherry Hill, South Jersey area, but went to school in Center City, 25th and Lombard. I then graduated high school in Allentown, Pennsylvania, but definitely a Philly person. My dad practiced there. He's a pediatrician or was for 60 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I know Philly fans. We went to a lot of Philly games, not Eagles, but definitely Phillies. My dad's a baseball fan.
Okay.
Well, anyway, why can't they? Because like these reporters who are claiming that this American Eagle thing is a fiasco rather than a massive success, they're stuck in 2016, and they still think the old rules apply. And you know what? Rivalries are good for the sport. Play that up. You know who else is good for the sport? Sophie Cunningham. Maybe play her up. People want to watch her. Not only is she beautiful, but she's funny and she stands up for her teammates and she plays with the best player in the league. But they won't lean into what works because they're kind of held captive by this ideology that no one cares about anymore.
Yeah, it is another great example. Jennifer, thank you so much. And we're duly noting the Philadelphia Connection. Where do we go again for your clothing line?
Go to thetruthfits.com or just xx-xyathletics.com. We've got so much new stuff. Go check it out.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Yeah, you got it. Bye.
Jennifer Say, that's a lot. Boy, who better? She did hundreds of campaigns around this. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Jump in. America, she hit so many points there of why they're not getting. And she gave so many. The WNBA just came to mind. Yeah, Sophie Cunningham would be an example. And if the woman's wig comes off and somebody's, you know, saying something about that, you got to expect that. She mentioned a body positivity movement. All right, there's nothing wrong with that, to be positive about your body, but there's an aspirational part to this too. I'd love to hear women on that. You know, when women are watching that, I think, you know, probably talking to your daughter, look, this woman just is lucky. She has good genes. It's going to be pretty hard to look like that, no matter how much you work out. But you might come fairly close to it. Would you rather have that? Or somebody they throw out there and says, I don't care. You know, give me any kind of gene. You can advertise that. That might sell, although I doubt it. All right, phone lines. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in early. I see some great ones from a little bit in the past. Can you beat, guys, have you looked up the young Rosie O'Donnell? We should put that up on YouTube. Is there a, Henry, she was in what?
A League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own. Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying some Justice League. Yeah,
no.
Even in A League of Their Own, she's not the girl next door. She's a big mouth. She's a catcher.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
She's a catcher, yeah.
I don't know.
What hasn't been sober drinking today? Young
Rosie O'Donnell. Clearly, it's not sober.
Yeah, young Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, it has to be a troll. I'm like seeing pictures of her with like a mullet and stuff.
Okay, come on. Show us some pictures. Put it up on your Twitter. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, you're with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. I love these celebrity challenges. Eric Swalwell. We had this the other day, trying to look every man. Democrats are now working out when they make some policy pitch. Now, I'm on a treadmill here, but I'm thinking about your health care. So Swalwell is bench pressing I don't have the picture in front of me. I could probably tell you what I think he's bench pressing. He has challenged Gutfeld. If tough guy benches more than me for 10 reps, I'll leave Congress, is what the challenge is.
It's a good challenge.
I'm trying to think of a bench press. See, Dan's not here.
He's got 245 plates as he's doing this video.
Yeah, that's what I thought they look like. And then the bar itself, that's all he's
another
doing.
45, yeah. At least he can do that. He couldn't do any. If he did anything else at less and put it online, he'd be destroyed.
So you're saying only like 110 pounds?
It's 135.
Yeah, 135, yeah.
Because the bar...
45? How much is the bar?
The bar is 45.
Oh, it's 45.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's 90. And
I don't know, 135. I might be going to the gym today. But they
test it out.
I'll test it out, and then we'll send it to Eric Swalwell. That's how I got caught up in the 40-yard football throw. And at Mulligan's this time around in August, I'm bringing that Bridgestone ball. And I'm telling you, this ball whistles through the air. It's got to be an additional 8 to 10 pounds. Nobody said anything. You couldn't use a Bridgestone ball. So we might be doing it. So, Henry, what do you think you can bench press?
I don't know, 165?
165.
Yeah,
and that's with a free weight, not with a machine.
Yeah, exactly. Free weights. Yeah,
free weight harder.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Andrew?
For bench press, I'm better with dumbbells.
Okay.
And I can do 50-pound dumbbells.
Yeah,
on
good
one
for
side.
You.
That's
I
pretty
that,
good.
I destroy my shoulders.
Most of the gyms I go to have typically been like smaller ones, and they don't always have like the full setup with the barbells and stuff like that. So I've usually worked out with dumbbells, and that's just kind of what I've been used to.
Well, you're still working with all these producers here, the dumbbell analogy works. Yes. Yeah. All right. the Stocker test is getting more rigorous. Now producers are bench pressing quite a bit. Shame Dan's not here. I'm not seeing Dan beating Swalwell.
Oh, no.
No, he's not going to beat Swalwell.
I don't see Gutfeld either.
No. Can you see Gutfeld?
I think Swalwell's seat is very safe.
Yeah, I think they might have to tag in Hannity, the marshal. Oh, the martial arts might come into play.
Yeah, there's
Who
a reason
won
they...
Fox?
Brett Baer. I feel like he's in good shape.
Yeah, Brett Baer might be a yes. Might be a little glue needed for the hair, but that's another story there. Kilmeade, Lawrence Jones, I think. Kilmeade, I think possibly. After that, I don't see the docket there at Fox. I got to think of
Tyrus.
Who else. Tyrus. That's right. Gutfeld will tag in Tyrus. Can who on Fox beat Swalwell to get him to leave Congress? I love these celebrity challenges. I wish Josh Shapiro would take us up on the basketball challenge. I hear he has quite a jump shot. Well, he's not getting it off.
Not better than mine.
You know that, Josh. You're not getting a jump shot off. You're going to have to drive to the basket. And this game will be played with no referees, no fouls called. You just got to play it as it is. So let's think. He's from Abington, Henry. Their rules. I'm from South Philly. In a game like that, I think there might be an advantage.
What are these rules?
That's right. Well, no rules.
No rules, I guess, yeah. A lot of hand checking.
I'm not a fan of the hand check.
Oh, if there's no... look, I'm getting in there if there's no rules there. I'm being physical.
All right, 855-839-1210. Joe in Columbus is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Swalwell acted better as Aquaman than he did a gym. And if I was Gutfeld, I would take him up on that because I don't think Gutfeld has anything to lose, but I would tap Tyrus into get me in shape for that moment. But I would hold him. Before I even lift it 1 ounce, I would look at Swalwell and say, you're going to quit. You're going to stop, in the house if I throw this up here, right?
Well, I was thinking I would have around my head, the headband would be in Chinese just to throw him off a little bit.
Chinese spy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. You got to give it to Swalwell, though. I love, Joe, the celebrity challenge. If there's any celebrity out there wants a challenge, we will accept. Henry will be my second, if it's a duel. He's volunteered for that. It's in the contract.
Absolutely.
Like, that's going to be determined right from wrong, right?
Yes.
If I could bench press, if I can out bench press you, I'm right. You're wrong.
Exactly.
I think Jimmy Fallon could burp up 135 pounds.
That's right. Tag Fela in. Yes.
Right? Now, my entry goes back to my senior year in high school. It was Sandra Olson, who was labeled as Sandra D the moment she sung Hopefully Devoted to You. And I was like, what else do you need in a woman but that? And it was Olivia Newton-John and the image she portrayed.
That's right. Now, when they glammed her up toward the end, she wouldn't be the girl next door, but
She was in leather.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes, but you're right.
But all her video songs were so wholesome and passionate, you fell in love with that.
Absolutely. That is a good one. Henry is on. We need some female answer. We have Susan here coming up and Donna. Okay, good.
Olivia Newton-John was a great answer.
Yeah, great answer.
So good that there goes my money melody.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
We'll have to reconvene.
All right. Oh, they'll forget by 2 o'clock. Yeah. Come on. That's what Dan would say. Ah, come on. We don't have to do anything. All right. 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're still living under this archaic ruling in Philadelphia that says that cops can't pull over cars. I have the data from the Pennsylvania State Police 2024 and what they say about lack of bias when it comes to car stops. But also, we're trying to get somebody on. Brilliant column today by a guy named Sean Davis, who has been on the Russian collusion thing from the very beginning. And Molly Hemingway, who also from the Federalist, got a column today about a guy who quit the Washington Post. What was his job? That is one of the most annoying two words out there that the left has cornered. They actually had a whole nationally syndicated Air America, and they actually did this, it seemed like, every other sentence. What is that job? CNN still has one. That's so annoying. That's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.